interesting that you should marry a biblical scholar.
Well, and he came pretty much from the same pattern that I did, except when I was beginning to make it plain that I was not being true to the jot and tittle of the law, you know, every dot. My mother said to me, no boy, she didn't say man, no boy from a good family will ever marry you, will ever go with you. And by a good family, she didn't mean a family with money or a family that voted the right ticket. She meant a good family because the highest value was learning, not just observance, but learning. That meant of a learned family, because that's their highest value, learning the Torah. And as it happened, it's funny, because we came from a more than respected line of rabbinical scholars. They had what they called, if you ever hear the Yiddish word, it's a Hebrew word, yichus. That means, you know, a New England Yankee. You see, that wasn't what had happened. Absolutely by chance. Well, I was going to say by chance, but who knows? That I not only married a Yankee, I married a pilgrim. It probably wasn't an accident. It had those values, but they were just transmuted, you know, according to my interpretation of them. Because he came, we had very parallel experiences.
How did you meet?
I hate to say this if people are going to read it. He was the friend of my boyfriend, who turned out to be a famous poet, a famous Hebrew poet.